Shalom, Mishpacha. Shalom, family. Mishpacha is a Hebrew word. It means family, and we're the Mishpacha, the family with a Jewish heart, made up of Jewish and non-Jewish people, where the middle wall of separation between Jew and Gentile, it's finally come down to form one new man. Getting ready, Mishpacha, to blow the grandest shofar, or the grandest trumpet in Zion. We want everyone, everywhere, to hear the good news. We want everyone everywhere to be red hot for the Messiah. We want everyone everywhere to hear God's voice and be obedient. What more could you ask? I can't ask for anything more than that. And so I'm so excited. My friend Dr. Gary Whetstone was in Israel in 2005. He had an open vision in which he saw people marching like armies throughout all of history. And some heard God's voice, but most of them, what they did for God was burned with fire. They might have been saved themselves, but they wasted their entire purpose on planet Earth. Now, you were telling me as we ran out of time that you had the most supernatural experience, Gary. This was before you took the course, by the way. Before you developed the course, you heard the audible voice of God through a very supernatural means, told to purchase a building. You're a pastor. You wanted a church in that area. You had leaders that wanted it. So you naturally finished God's statement. He told you to buy it. And you had all the plans, A, B, C. You put it all together with your logical brain kicking into gear. And you found out once after that open vision and you started hearing God's voice that, yes, he called you to buy the building, but not make it a church. And so you sold the church. What did you do with the proceeds, out of curiosity?
We paid off the entire campus of property we have here in Delaware. And the whole ministry, everything. We have another church building that we own that is running and that God did speak to do, and that is continuing. And we paid everything off. We have no debt. Everything is completely debt-free. We made $1,500,000 on that transaction.
Now, when you put together this course based on the revelation you got on how to hear God's voice, and the first people that took it were members of your church, I understand it had effects in every area of their life. Let's take one, marriage. Give me an example of what happened when people started really hearing God's voice for themselves about their marriage.
I'm teaching on hearing the voice of God, and a man is coming up with a fiancé to get married. He's in his 30s. Beautiful guy, beautiful girl. Look like everything's got it together. You know, they're... And I said, did you hear God's voice? He said, look, he said, this is about, he quoted the scripture, he that finds a wife finds a good thing and gets favor from the Lord. I said, okay, is she your wife? He goes, well, my divorce is final. I said, oh, you're divorced. I said, what about your ex-wife? Is she remarried? He said, well, I don't know. I don't have any contact with her. I said, well, how do you know this is your wife? He says, well, I'm divorced. I said, where does divorce have authority with God? He goes, we have irreconcilable differences. I said, what is that? That's called selfishness. You have yourself, she's got herself, and you don't have two selves together. He goes, oh, I'm not going to revisit my past. I said, wait a minute. I said, no. Let's find out from God. Is God speaking to you? Next thing you know, he's a little upset with me. She's very upset with me because she figured finally I got married. He comes back. He said, you know, I don't know what it is, but I got this thing. I went to God and I got this love for my ex-wife. I said, where is she? He goes, I don't know. I said, then you better find her. He said, you can't believe what you did to me. I said, I didn't do anything to you. I said, you're going down a pathway of emotion and flesh and natural desire, and here is God, and he is speaking. His wife was in California. He didn't even know where she was, had no contact with her. He finds her there. I don't know how he found her, but he discovers her in the next week or so. They communicate. They get back together, and they get remarried again. I mean, just the supernatural.
Was this a very unusual situation, or has it happened many times in your church?
We have right now in the church at least 20 families that have been completely divorced and remarried. In fact, this Sunday, I have stood with a woman for over 18 years for her husband, who has been gone from her. All of a sudden, he comes back last week. This is 18 years later. She raised her children to obey God. They're in college. They've graduated. One graduated from college. The other one's in college now. The children came to me on Sunday. This just happened just a couple days ago. And they said, Pastor Gary, you got to call Mom. I said, what happened? She goes, Dad came home. I said, praise God. He said, but you don't understand. He came home with another family. I said, what do you mean? He had been living with another woman, had children. All of a sudden, he hears God speak to him. He's been in rebellion. He's been in disobedience. He's been walking in the flesh. And he comes back to his wife, and he tells his wife, I have other children. Will you take them as yours? So the kids are standing there in front of me, and they said, what do we do? I said, you got other brothers and sisters. Thank God.
You know, hearing God's voice, tell me some of the other voices that people hear when they don't hear God's voice.
They hear voices of logic that take them down the course of normal procedure that takes place in life, just what everybody does. The engine of life. People are so accustomed to waking up, going to work, doing the same things. How do you know you are at work at a place that God has even called you? How do you know you're even in a country that God called you to be in? People do so many things out of rote and just traditional functionality that if they heard God, many people would change countries. They would change jobs. They would change locations. They would operate. I mean, I heard God. I am making serious money in business. And God speaks to me, sell it. I said, sell it. I knew that was it. I was going to sell the companies. And that's what happens. People get these thoughts.
But logic could not have told you to do that. Only God could have told you to do that.
I am making hundreds and hundreds of thousands of dollars a year in business. And this is in the 70s, early 80s, like 81. I'm 28 years old, 29 years old. I finally got a national franchise put together that I own for the entire 48 states. I'm ready to make millions every year without even thinking. And God said, sell it, walk away. See, the voice of God is what directs us. Sometimes people are looking for where they have favor. They think favor leads them. That's a favorite Christian principle. Favor will lead you. Favor doesn't lead you. God leads you. He may lead you into the lion's den so the lion can't eat you, so God will be glorified and have vindication in a nation.
Now I'm looking at the success of the first church and what's going on with what we call church in America. Some of the, we have a Hebrew word, the mishigas, the craziness going on, the seeker-sensitive movement. It works. Logically, people should do it. Well, but what's wrong with that?
The basis is social acceptance, social networking. The interaction platform of favor brings favor. Joy brings joy. Happiness brings happiness. Peace brings peace. Don't bring any controversy to bear. Don't bring truth to bear, because every man is a truth unto themselves. And as this placated deception permeates and becomes what some call Christianity, and here is the living God who rose his Son from the dead to put the Son of God's life in us so God can direct us. We don't direct God. The fallacy is we think God is a bellboy, that we ding when we ding and he comes when he comes to our beck and call. And we are his servant, Sid. We are called by God under his voice to do his will. That the difference is like night and day. There is such a clarity of hearing the voice of God in the earth. God's spirit is speaking to every person listening right now. You hear the voice of God. There are some that are listening to this program, and you are in the middle of just, I'm watching people washing dishes. I'm watching somebody driving in a car. I'm watching another person just sitting in a living room setting, and they're listening kind of arbitrarily, and now there's a tension brought, and there's the voice of God speaking. There is an ending of what you're doing now and a beginning of what God is doing next. There is a current, present voice of God speaking in the spirit of the children of God listening at this moment, and they hearing the voice of God will end what they're doing and do what God speaks. You can, those of you listening right now, you can feel the presence of God drawing you. You can sense the shutting down of that voice of logic and reason and the plethora of constant drone of negativity. You go from problem to problem, and there's no significant sense of fulfilling God's will in your life. God is changing it right now.
There is such an anointing on the teaching that Dr. Gary Whetstone does on this course. The title is Today, Hear His Voice. This is a Bible school course designed for leaders. But the truth is, everyone must do these two things. And I have to believe it's always been essential. But if now, with what's going on planet Earth, I mean, let's just suppose the scenarios about the U.S. dollar are true. And it'll be worth nothing someday. That doesn't mean diddly to someone that can hear God's voice and be obedient to it. So this is 6 DVDs. It's an entire course. It's a study guide. And if you take this, you will hear God's voice. And just because you hear God's voice doesn't mean you'll be obedient. But I believe the anointing is so strong on this course that you'll not only hear God's voice, but you'll be obedient to what He tells you to do. And so we're making the entire course 6 DVDs, and it's 12 lessons and the workbook available for a gift of $79. This is what you've been crying out to God for. Call me today. To hear this week's interview or watch archives of our television show, It's Supernatural, visit our website at www.sidroth.org. That's www.sidroth.org. To receive a complimentary copy of our bi-monthly teaching newsletter, materials catalog, or information about becoming Mishpucha or Chalitzim, write to me, Sid Roth, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278. To place a credit card order, call anytime, 1-800-447-2697. For all other calls, the number is 704-943-6500. That's 704-943-6500. For a CD of this week's broadcast, send a donation to Sid Roth. That's SIDROTH, Post Office Box 39222, Charlotte, North Carolina, 28278.